Hi, this is David Sachs, and welcome to Spiritual Tools for an Outrageous World. Every week we do a little couples therapy between us and God. It's a chance to deepen and explore our most important relationship.
Okay, I'm glad you're here, and let's get ready for Shabbos. There's a blessing that we say only one time a year. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, for nothing is lacking in his universe. And he created in it good creatures and good trees to cause mankind pleasure with them. And this blessing is said on a flowering fruit tree, meaning to say the flowers are there, but there's no fruit on it yet. All right, so I just want to focus in on these words. For nothing is lacking in his universe. Well, I have a question. It's a fruit tree that doesn't have any fruit on it. So I would say that the fruit is lacking, wouldn't you? Like, where's the fruit? Why am I making a blessing on a fruit tree that has no fruit and saying the words, nothing is lacking? Something very big is lacking, namely fruit. Okay. But now, the sages who constructed these words to say, they understood my question. Believe me, they understood my question. So what are they trying to teach us here? You see, the flowers tell us that fruit is on the way. But it's not here yet. I'll give you a parallel example. Do you know the Jewish day starts at night, when there are three stars in the sky? And I heard Rav David Hertzberg, Alav Shalom, say that three stars is the promise of light. And for us, the promise of light is enough to start calling it day. Isn't that beautiful? And so you see something very similar here, where we don't have the fruit yet, but we have the flowers which tell us that fruit is on the way. So with that in mind, what does it mean that nothing is lacking? And I want to say the following. If you have hope, then nothing is lacking. If you have hope, then nothing is lacking. That the most filling thing in the world is hope. And if we live with hope, then we lack nothing. Good Shabbos.
Thanks for listening. We do this every week, so join in again next Sunday for our new podcast where we explore the amazingness of life. And review us and send in any comments or suggestions. I'd love to hear them.